DW Radio,
your information station.
It's called A Salute to All Nations, but mostly America.
Great.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to WDW Radio Live. I am Lou Mangiello from WDWRadio.com. Today is Wednesday, July 4th, 2012. Happy Independence Day to all of you celebrating in America and all of you stationed overseas. Today, more than ever, like Walt Disney, I am so proud to be American and grateful to all of you who have made sacrifices to ensure our freedom each and every day. Normally, we do the WDW newscast, where we talk about this week's Walt Disney World news in this interactive chat and discussion forum. But tonight, since it's a special day, not a lot of the news going on this week, I wanted to talk with you, specifically to those of you who are in the chat room, about celebrating America, not just on July 4th, not just on Independence Day, and not with fireworks at all at Walt Disney World. Because when we think about Disney and we think about July 4th, normally you think about heat and humidity and crowds first, but then you think about fireworks and the special wishes celebrations and the Illuminations tag and special fireworks over at Disney's Hollywood Studios and meeting Ben Franklin. I mean, it's not really Ben Franklin, but Ben Franklin and Betsy Ross over at the American Adventure in Epcot. But today on the WDW Radio blog, I posted my top 10 ways to celebrate America every day at Walt Disney World, because as you know, Walt Disney was very much an American patriot. He loved this country, and he felt an obligation as a storyteller to share his love and to share his helping educate people about American history. And from a very young age, when he wanted to be part of the war effort, to drawing cartoons about World War I in his school newspaper, to trying to join the war effort and being too young and eventually driving an ambulance and helping the war effort in World War II with hours and hours of documentary footage inspirational things that they created for the government and the drawings that they did on the front of planes and whatnot. He passionately believed in the American way of life. He loved America. And most importantly, he lived the American dream. And there are so many places in the Disney theme parks that reflect that. And it's not necessarily all the places that you think. So today I want to talk to you guys a little bit about, again, not really talking about news per se, but I want to maybe hopefully introduce you to some ways you can help celebrate and understand and appreciate not just Walt Disney's love of America, but America itself in Walt Disney World each and every day. And some of the things may be very obvious to you. And those of you who are in the chat room, I want to watch and hear your reactions as well, whether you agree, disagree, maybe something you didn't think about as well, and hear from you for things that I missed as well. And if you're not watching or listening live, please come by the website over at wdwradio.com. I posted this on the blog on Wednesday, July 4th. Please come by, leave your comments there as well too. Top 10 ways to celebrate America. And in true Lou Mangiello fashion, look at me, you can tell I love the food at Walt Disney World. Number 10 on my list, or number one, depending on how you rank them, this is in no specific order, I promise you, is to enjoy a hot dog at Casey's Corner on Main Street, USA, because nothing says summer in America like a hot dog at the ballpark, and Casey's Corner is themed to that American baseball park. And if you go in the back, there's bleachers and a scoreboard and antique sort of coin-operated baseball games. It tells the story of Casey at the bat. There's lots of authentic Coca-Cola and baseball memorabilia. And there's animated movies with Goofy and Mickey. More importantly, there's not only just the good foot-long traditional hot dogs, how do you take yours, but you can also get new designer hot dogs with barbecue slaw and chili cheese. And there is no better way to celebrate America's pastime and America than with a hot dog at Casey's Corner at the end of Main Street, USA. People in the chat room are saying, that's what I was thinking of today. The hot dogs there, the corn dogs, according to Francie and Epcot, corn dog nuggets seriously rock. Small world. And of course, Teacher Tipster says, I love it. I love the piano player outside of Casey's Corner. You want to talk about a talented pianist and setting that mood at the end of Casey's Corner. Love the piano players out there. Love the view of the castle outside. Hot dog at Casey's Corner, number one, or 10 on my list. Let's go 10 and we'll sort of count our way down to one. So number two, this one's probably very obvious for a lot of people, and it's the American Adventure Pavilion in Epcot's World Showcase. And I think when people think about the American Adventure, they think of the show. It is my favorite show in all of Walt Disney World from a personal level. I think it's awe-inspiring. It's a combination of audio animatronics and vintage film footage, an amazing, majestic score that moves people to tears. It is very much an emotional show. But inside the pavilion itself, there is so much more to see there that I think people miss, like when they go to the parks, right? You're in such a rush to get to the attraction, you don't slow down. You don't stop to look around. So inside the rotunda, you've got these beautiful paintings and quotations from famous Americans like Walt Disney and Charles Lindbergh. Next door, the Liberty Inn has that traditional American fare. It's more like burgers and barbecue, sort of the things you think about now in the summertime. The Voices of Liberty, nothing says and screams and resonates America more than the beautiful sounds of this a cappella group at the Voices of Liberty that performs inside this acoustically pure dome inside the rotunda. Outside, you've got the Spirit of America Fife and Drum Corps. You also have the Heritage Manor gift shop inside. There is so much there that celebrates not just America today, but our journey to become the nation that we are. I love this pavilion. I love this show. American Adventure Pavilion could very much be, if we ranked them in order, number one on my list, because that's how much this show means to me. And of course, people in the box, here I am. I'm you know, hand in my blazer, talking about America, and they're screaming funnel cakes. Like, Lou, how did you not mention funnel cakes outside? I mentioned it in the blogs. So Disney Stitch says, I agree with you. Every American should see the American Adventure. The song is beautiful. I disagree on this. I think every guest should see the American Adventure, because if I was to visit another country who had a pavilion like this that showcased their heritage and their history, I would want to see it. And it's a great educational opportunity there as well. I think every guest should see and experience American Adventure at least once. To that end, I feel the exact same way about the next one on our list, the Hall of Presidents in Liberty Square. And I know people joke around that it's a place to go in for air conditioning, it's a place to go in for a nap, and I know they're kidding. I find it almost disrespectful sometimes because of what this pavilion means to me. More importantly, I feel that Liberty Square, and specifically this attraction, has the closest of all the things that we talk about when we talk about Walt Disney in the parks. Liberty Square and this pavilion and this attraction have the closest relationship, I think, to Walt Disney than anything else. And what I mean by that is this, in that this is the ultimate realization of Walt's dream to showcase the stories and the history and the dreams of the American people that never came to be out in Disneyland, where he wanted to build Edison Street and Liberty Square and this One Nation Under God attraction, where it would showcase and talk about the history of America as told to the American presidents. So this stage show that features every president and is updated every 4 years or so is a great tribute that combines, again, like American Adventure, audio animatronics and film and storytelling and hearing speeches from President Obama and President Lincoln and hearing from George Washington and then having all those presidents introduced and the level of detail that's put in there. This is very much a place not to take a nap, but it's a must do. Also, be sure check out the rotunda and the lobby itself. There's great artwork in there. There's great presidential memorabilia in there as well. Very much specific to each of the American presidents. Some people are saying, yeah, so Epcot Center, right. Walt truly was a patriotic American. Somebody says, Jake says, I like seeing it. All my friends see it as a waste of time. I need better friends. And Incanio, who wrote the book about Herb Ryman, is 100% correct. Herbie Ryman originally designed the Hall of Presidents for Disneyland. So there's a lot of Walt and there's a lot of Disney history and Disney legacy in this pavilion beyond just the show itself. But I'm going to move over from this show to another show for number four on my list. And go with me here, people, because number four is Jim Henson's Muppet Vision 3D at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Insert cricket sound here. And the reason why, you're like, Muppets? Why? The reason why is because, as Sam Eagle says, it's a salute to all nations, but mostly America. That's a bad Sam Eagle impression, but it's the best that I can do. Not only that, don't forget Miss Piggy at the end of the film and at and of course, as the centerpiece of the fountain outside is dressed like the Statue of Liberty. So there's a little bit of patriotism inside Muppet Vision 3D. Of course, you have that rousing finale with all of the little patriotic soldiers singing the songs. Take a look at some in the back. They're not wearing pants. It's true. I'm not kidding. They just must have run out of pants for some of the soldiers in the back of Muppet Vision 3D. But it is really a salute to all nations, but mostly America. So, all right, moving on. Number five is Main Street USA in the Magic Kingdom. And I think no other area of Disney World or Disneyland embodies maybe the spirit of America more than Main Street. Now, Walt said about Main Street is America at the turn of the century. It's the crossroads of an era. It's where the gas lamps give way to electric lamps and the horse-drawn carriage gives way to the motor car. More importantly, he said, it's everyone's hometown. It was the heartline of America. And I think it's evocative and sentimental and it's colorful and it very much is an idealized version of the American town, but it's very much grounded in reality of Walt Disney's memories of growing up in Marceline and Harper Goff and him growing up in Fort Collins, Colorado. The props that are there are authentic. You know, the antiques there are genuine. So many things you'll see along the streets were brought in and are real antiques that came from Boston or Philadelphia to set the tone and to set the stage. And this town and what Walt wanted to be reflects the American dream, the dream that he lived, right? Coming there with $40 in his pocket, going out to California, living the American dream, the work ethic of building a small town that began in Town Square and grows as it goes through is very much symbolic of the American spirit and Walt's journey himself too. And tying it into July 4th, every day is July 4th on Main Street USA. Not as much pronounced. You can't really see the details as much, but according to story of Main Street, it is July 4th. Take a look at the tops of all the buildings. Notice the pennants that are up there. They're not flags, they're pennants, or else they have to be taken down every night. It's meant to show that it is a July 4th, probably a Saturday, right? Because everybody's out, everybody's enjoying the day, all the shops are open, and it really is celebrating the spirit and prosperity of this small American town. Love, love, love the details of Main Street USA. Beatrice Feeney, that one's on my list. Don't you worry. L-Bug says, the American dream of eating a Casey's hot dog on a trash can. What could I say? I'm a romantic kind of guy. Briarly 168 says, I love Main Street USA, especially early morning and very much late at night. And Crispy says, nothing is more patriotic than a Toll House ice cream cookie sandwich on Main Street USA. Notice that all of you give me the bad reputation of always talking about food. That's exactly what you guys bring back in the chat room. So next on my list, number six, and I know I'm going quickly because we could talk about these very much in depth, is something that could run and does run actually for a story that runs for a couple of hours, because the journey from Liberty Square through Frontierland is a great way to celebrate and learn about and understand the journey of America. The story of people coming from the old world and fantasy land and making their roots in the Northeast and making their way west towards Frontierland. And those people who were in the west by Big Thunder Mountain started making their way east and coming together and this nation coming together. And as you journey through Liberty Square into Frontierland, that story is being told. It's being told in detail. It's being told in architecture. It's being told in music, in symbolism, in the numbers on the buildings. 1787 on that federal Philadelphia style Hall of Presidents building has significance to it, as do the addresses, which are years on the other buildings as well. And, you know, again, this very much goes back to Walt and his idea of wanting to educate people through his storytelling. And he even said about Disneyland that there's an American theme behind the whole park, that he believed in emphasizing the story of what made America great and will keep it great, and that we have a cause to be proud of our country's history. And here, there, in Disneyland, you could go back to frontier America, and you can go in Liberty Square from this Revolutionary War era to that sort of taming of this Wild West. And this journey on this three-dimensional stage in which we are an active part of, is not about rushing from Haunted Mansion to Country Bear Jamboree to Big Thunder to getting a fast pass. It's meant to be meandered through so that you understand about this westward expansion of America and symbolically crossing places like the Mississippi River. There's so many little places geographically that are represented in these two lands so very well. I talk about a lot more in the blog post, sort of what this journey really represents. I also talk about it, shameless plug here, in my audio tours of Walt Disney World. Liberty Square and Frontierland are very much interconnected. One leads into the other, and they very much tell in detail a lot of the history and a lot of these stories about how these lands so well represent our journey of a people, as a people, sort of making our roots, starting anew in a nation that is very, very young compared to so many other nations around the world. So looking quickly through some of the things in the chat room, people are talking about some of those details that they like, some of those details that you'll find, like lanterns in the window or a rifle. You'll understand why they're there and what they symbolize. You'll also learn some of the ones that maybe you haven't noticed, a little bit more obscure. There's a symbol in between Columbia Harbor House and the Hall of Presidents building with four interlocking hands. You'll understand where that came from, Ben Franklin's involvement in that, and why it's there, and why you would have found it in colonial America. Again, there's American folklore, American fake lore. You learn about people like, you know, Tom Sawyer and Davy Crockett and Texas John Slaughter and Mark Twain and Pecos Bills. It's one of the best storytelling elements in any of the theme parks, I think, worldwide, is told in Liberty Square and Frontierland. It's a great way to celebrate and learn about America. But I got to move on because we got a few more to go. Number seven on the list, believe it or not, is, again, back to Walt Disney, right? It all comes back to Walt. It's Walt Disney's Carousel of Progress. It was personally, he was so very much personally involved with it. I love the fact that it's still Walt Disney's Carousel of Progress. But here you can experience and live July 4th every single day. Because as you know, Carousel of Progress is a multi-act play. The first act takes place around Valentine's Day, around 1920s or so. First act, Valentine's Day, turn of the century. Second act, about 1920s, July 4th. Most likely it's about 1927 because there's a Charles Lindbergh reference in there. The third act is Halloween. The final act is Christmas. But if you want to go and experience Christmas, it's Christmas, really? If you want to experience the 4th of July every day, you can join the dad and the rest of his family, John and his family, as they experience July 4th every day and look at some of the cool details in there as well. Take a look and see if you can find, especially if you have a big telephoto lens, take a look at the newspaper that you can find in one of the scenes there as well too. Look at the date on the newspaper, date on the calendars as well. People in the box love a Carousel of Progress. Favorite scene is the one with the wires everywhere at the Rumpus Room. I still want to know what happened to the mystery sister or daughter that nobody talks about from the first scene that we never see again. But anyway, let's move on. Those of you in the box will be very happy because I'm going to go back to food. Dining at the Liberty Tree Tavern is one of the ways to experience and celebrate America each and every day. It lets you learn about life around the time of the American Revolution, because unlike a place like the Columbia Harbor House or a place where people would transition through as they were maybe on a port side town, the Liberty Tree Tavern represents very much like a community hall where this small town that's on the verge of a revolution, where the colonists would get together to break bread and to share a meal. More importantly, there's so much of an educational opportunity here because each of the seven rooms is themed after an American patriot, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, Betsy Ross, Paul Revere, Thomas Jefferson. Their story is told there in authentic props detailing who they were and what they did to help shape and form and help grow this country. And it's a great way to not just share a wonderful sort of colonial era, stick to your bones, comfort food kind of meal, but it's a place to learn, like all of Liberty Square and Frontierland Inn as well too. A lot of you talked about this too. I saved this one near to last, or probably the one I would put last, is something that every person, every guest, every American needs to go and do and see. And you may have walked by it 100 times and never thought to stop, but I implore you, every day, at the Magic Kingdom at 5 p.m., there is a daily flag retreat ceremony in the center of town square. It is moving. It is patriotic. You should stop along the way as you're running, wherever you may be, to not take part in it, but just watch this. Because here, a veteran of the day is brought out along with Walt Disney World security and a color guard and the marching band for the lowering and folding of the American flag. Veterans are often invited to take part in this. It used to be that you can go to City Hall and inquire about if you knew a veteran or if you were a veteran or part of the active military to participate. I do believe now it may be a random selection process. I do have some details in the blog post about this as well. But you talk about something that is simple but incredibly moving. People stop, you know, they sing, they put their hands on their hearts. They applaud these people who are true American hero. It has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with your political affiliations or what you believe. But these people who sacrifice along with their families each and every day for every one of us, they are honored. And I love this. I love that this goes on every single day. I believe more than ever that every single person, whether they call America home or not, needs to see this. Many of the people in the box seem to be agreeing with me as well. And the final way I think that you can celebrate and enjoy the spirit of America in Walt Disney World each and every day is simply to explore. Right. So I understand that so many of you that visit have 3, 4, 5, 7 days to try and get in as much as you can. But the parks are meant to be savored. You need to not just try and worry about how many attractions and shows you can get in as possible, because so many of the attractions are things that aren't necessarily listed on the map. There are the storytelling elements. They're the details. They are the things that help to create and define these environments in which the attractions actually exist. And here's just a couple, right, that deal with America. The replica of the Liberty Bell in the center of the Court of Flags. Look for the Minuteman's rifle and Paul Revere's lanterns in the building. Look for some of those props that help tell the story from American folklore of Davy Crockett and Paul Bunyan and Wild Bill Hickok and Johnny Appleseed over at Pecos Bill. Go to the American Adventure, not just to go into the attraction, but go into the National Treasures exhibit, where you're going to see things like Abraham Lincoln's hat and George Washington Carver's microscope, Benjamin Franklin's chair, things that these people actually worked with or touched and are so very much a tangible part of who they were. Same thing in the rotunda of the Hall of Presidents. As you walk through, look at the facades, look at the dates, look at the details, and try and see if you can figure out their connection to American history. There is so much more to be enjoyed and explored and savored and discovered in every part of Walt Disney World, specifically in places like Main Street, Liberty Square, Frontierland, even little elements of some of the other places around the parks in Epcot. Obviously, the American Adventure as well, too. And take the time to not only learn for yourself, but if you have your kids with you or other kids with you, help educate them as well, too. It not only helps pass the time, but it helps educate them in an environment they're learning and they don't realize it. And they'll see how much they sort of, what a kind of an education they can get about America. And you can, too, as well. If that was a little preachy, I'm sorry, but I love Walt Disney World. I love America today more than ever because it is Independence Day. And I want you guys to do exactly what you're saying in the box, which is look up, look down, look around, and appreciate and enjoy everything that these parks have to offer beyond simply the things that you can find on a guide map. Again, please come by, visit the blog over at www.radio.com. I have more there. You can also find out more about the details, the stories, the hidden treasures, the experiences of Walt Disney World, and my audio tours of Walt Disney World. And just for those of you who are listening, if you use the code JULY4, the number 4 at checkout, I'll let you save 50% off your entire order, whether you order one guide or all 6 that are currently available. You can find those on the WW Radio store over at wdwradio.com. That's going to do it for this week's show. Make sure you come back next week, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, every week over at wdwradiolive.com. We'll talk about that week's Walt Disney World News in an active chat room environment. And then, of course, we normally stay chat some more. This week, I'm broadcasting from the studio, normally coming to you live from Walt Disney World, so a great way to sort of connect you to the experiences there in the parks. Be sure and follow me on Twitter. I am at Lou Mangiello. Facebook, you can come by and subscribe on my profile, facebook.com/Lou Mangiello, pinterest.com/Lou Mangiello. You can find all those links on the site as well. That is going to do it again for this week's show. Thank you so much to everybody who joined us in the chat room or watching on YouTube, on the blog, or listening in the iTunes feed. And my sincere thanks to all of you in the current or former military and your families for the sacrifices you make for us each and every day. Today is one of those days that we specifically remember and honor you, but know that we are grateful for all you do each and every day. Thank you, Walt Disney, who lived the American dream and very much was an American patriot, for all that you have given us as well. Thanks to you guys in the box for watching and listening. I'm Lou Mangiello. So until next time, see ya.